It's a pleasure to have you back with us today at GoldSeek.com Radio. Our featured guest, president of Gold Source Mines, Yanis Tsitos. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome to the show president and director of Gold Source Mines, headquartered in Vancouver, Canada, Mr. Tsitos. Just excited to find out more about Gold Source Mines, which engages in exploration and development of mineral properties. The key company project, Eagle Mountain Gold, it's 100% owned in South America. In addition, Gold Source holds 23 coal mineral licenses in Saskatchewan, Canada. Welcome, President Tsitos.
Thank you very much for the invitation, and I'm very glad to talk to you.
Well, sir, we're happy to have you, and I wondered if you could outline your professional background and the reasons that led you to this exciting opportunity at Gold Source Mines, please.
Yes, I'm a physicist, geophysicist in background, and I have close to 28 years experience in the mining industry. I started as a young explorationist and going and working through the jungles of the world. But I was very lucky and privileged in my career to work for the biggest miner on earth, an Australian company called BHP Billiton, with whom I was for 19 years. So I was exposed into exploration for 11 different commodities worldwide, and have done business on the exploration and mining front in 32 countries. So I'm in the last 15 years, I'm living in Canada. I left the big mine in 2008 when I wanted to pursue kind of a junior venture capitalist kind of dream for me, built up a couple of new companies, and one of them is what is called today Gold Source Mines. We got extremely excited because in 2010 we recognized the value of a serious asset located in South America in a very friendly country called Guyana. And this is a gold deposit which we invested a specific amount of money, more than about $7 million in the last 5 years. On the exploration front, and about $6.5 million now on the development front in terms of making the mine. And obviously, by recognizing this value, we thought it's an asset that can grow over time to become a much bigger production level.
Well, we appreciate that interesting background of yours, as well as the overview. The top analyst here, precious mining sector analyst, Peter Spina, has chosen your company as the top opportunity for aficionados. Before we delve into this exciting flagship property, the Eagle Mountain Gold Project, if you'd like to give a bit more of an overview on Gold Source Mine's strategic mission, some perspective on the growth and your plans to increase growth in that area to help this company maintain its trajectory as a leading precious metals company.
Yes, the vision of the company is to become a medium-sized gold producer. We are focusing at the moment all our efforts in this country, and especially this project called Eagle Mountain Gold Project in Guyana, because we see an easiness of extraction of gold and therefore a very quick return, because the gold mineralization starts from surface in a very easy soft rock environment before we reach the more difficult parts of the deposit, at least 7 to 8 years ahead of us. So we start what we call a phase development approach. In other words, we start with a phase one now development, and we have built a team of experts in Canada, but especially in Guyana, engineers that are mainly Canadian, American, and Guyanese, and obviously operators on the local front. So we have built up an exceptional team that has done this before in other parts of the world. In Indonesia, we had successes in Mexico, discoveries in South America, Ecuador, or Australia. So this team comes with a combined 250 years of experience. And I'm talking about the management, the officers of the company, and the directors of the board. So fundamental number one in these venture companies is to have a good team. And that's what people like Peter Spina or others that are very loyal to us, they have recognized the value that comes with the management team.
Oh, it's so important. The intellectual capital that the right minds bring along is essential. I wonder if we could turn more specifically to the Advanced Eagle Mountain Gold Project in Guyana. According to your company literature, this region is very mining friendly. It's English speaking. It's a very politically stable democracy. Goldsource completed a financing there, raised $7 million, most of which, of course, is geared for the phase one and the mining there on that project. Operating cost of $480 an ounce on gold, making it a very profitable venture. Please tell us more.
We managed to achieve in the last 18 months significant milestones in order to make this vision that I said before a reality as we go. And there is no better timing than discussing this thing now, because this is the beginning of the development as we speak now. These weeks, we are commissioning the mine. So coming back 18 months ago, we completed an amalgamation between two entities. We did produce independent stage engineering reports that confirm the resource by third parties as it is required by the exchange, Toronto Stock Exchange Venture. We completed, we achieved a mining license, therefore permitting in Guyana to develop the deposit. We have done significant environmental studies, and most importantly, as you said, we managed to attract, in very difficult times, I would say, for this sector, the investment of $7 million by specific parties located in New York, Singapore, and Canada. We catapulted then with all this kind of money, project, team that we are building over the last 9 months into a construction phase. And this construction phase is now more or less at about 90 to 95%. We just put an announcement yesterday, a public news release out there, and I encourage people to check on CEDAR.com, www.CEDAR.com, where all the Canadian junior companies on the mining space present their news, or come to our webpage at www.goldsourcemines.com, where they can find the news release or any previous news releases and any technical reports or financial statements. What we announced yesterday, effectively, we said, yes, indeed, we are developing the project on time and on budget, if never say at the budget, what we budgeted about 9 months ago. So that's rare in this space. We are there starting next week with independent engineers of the people who produce the plant, which was bought in Canada, Mexico, United States, and England, are coming to Guyana, these engineers, with our own team to commission the mine. So we expect first gold to be produced before Christmas, and as we said to the public, within the Q4 of 2015. Completing your question, the big bet for us is to prove this concept. So we have put all these numbers out of independent engineering and internal engineering reporting that predict that given the economics of our project, the location, the cost of fuel, cost of labor, you know, all the parameters that go into making a mine and producing gold, that we target to produce gold on all-in cash cost under $500 to, as you said, $480 per ounce. And then if I load on that Canadian overheads, sustaining capital, and all the other expenses of the company, inclusive of legal costs, for example, everything, salaries, and so on, will go to less than $630 per ounce. Still to be proven, but that's what we are going to do in the next 6 months. We're going to come back to the market and prove these numbers, which will put Goldsource Mines into the lowest quartile on the cost production stage of gold.
You know, another interesting aspect of the Eagle Mountain Gold Project involves your strategic partnership with key shareholder IAM Gold, a major player in the sector. I wonder if you could outline how this corporate affiliation is creating synergies for Goldsource shareholders.
Yes, it definitely created more synergies earlier in the phase of the project on the exploration side. We got a lot of some technology transfer and so on, but most importantly, the people like in IAM Gold recognize that they like this investment and they haven't sold their stock, for example. They have been loyal with us. But even beyond them, I would say IAM Gold now is not that big following the dilution that we took last year when we raised the $7 million. It's probably to a level of 5% on the company. Management, insiders, I would say, and that gives comfort to any other investor that, you know, we believe that much in the project that we control about 16% of the company collectively. And at every round of financing, we are also purchasing some additional stock for ourselves. So which means that this is a great project, and we believe in the long-run development of Eagle Mountain, but in addition to the goals of what it's going to do with all this cash flow down the line and so on, and the way we want to expand. Then we have a New York fund that controls another 15%, and some private equity in Singapore controls about 15%, and we have more than 700 shareholders in Canada and United States that are ranging on smaller amounts.
I wonder if you could outline the exploration efforts as well as coal resources located at the Gold Source border property.
The Saskatchewan border property, it's a coal property. It's nothing to do with gold, obviously. At the moment, it's an idle project, but the company spent a significant amount of money to discover the deposit. It was an own discovery. I mean, I would say, to be fair, it was before my time joining as the president of this company. But the management, other members of the management that are longer than me here, obviously played a significant role, like Eric Fear, our chief operating officer, who was, Scott Driver, fundamental in discovering the border property. This is energy coal. Obviously, the coal prices at the moment are suffering hugely into this market, and that led to the point where this project needed much bigger capital expenditure in order to move ahead. So we don't lose the property. We have titles that will be valid for quite some time, waiting for the right opportunity with any third party or ourselves exploiting that when we do have indeed some cash flow, free cash flow, to invest in additional projects beyond gold. So that's, but it's a significant resource, is a massive project, can become a world-class deposit producing more than 30 to 50 years. But obviously, as you understand, big projects need big capital, and these times are very difficult for the mining space, for people to achieve this big capital.
I wonder if you would be willing to provide any specific management decisions that you anticipate in the years coming forward that could offer your shareholders a strategic advantage.
Yes, that's a great question, Avalis. This is, in any business, your listeners will understand timing is everything. And that is not really, kind of defined within the mining industry or the venture capital industry, but timing indeed is everything. And there's no better time, as I said earlier, for people to do their own homework and understand the value or the real value of the assets we control and the way that the Gold Source management will drive this company. So we have specific milestones ahead of us. Milestone number one is obviously proof of concept on Eagle Mountain and therefore moving to a full production stage. We expect 2016 year to be a full production. But the project, as I said, has been developed in a phased approach. In other words, more expansions will come in the next 3 to 4 years on a constant basis. So we do expect every 6 to 12 months, we put additional capital from free cash flow to initiate additional capacity. We start at about 1,000 tons a day production, and we will move to more than 4,000 to 5,000 tons a day within 4 years, as we have outlined in the independent engineering reports. At the same time, we want to improve recoveries of gold. In other words, we put better machinery, better processing plant or equipment on site, and rather than diluting shareholders for that, we thought we will get that out of free cash flow. That's why your previous question about $480 gold is so important to be achieved, because we want to exploit the profit margin and keep reinvesting this money into the project. So any shareholder or future shareholder here will see a constant appreciation of what's going to be the true output of this company. On top of that, obviously, opportunities will start be creating. On passive approach, people, come and talk to us already about acquiring or JV other projects. Or on proactive approach, we do have significant amount of network in this region, but worldwide too. We have some targets, but I learned from very young in my career to do small steps and do the bigger ones when we do have this capacity and especially the free cash flow. So we are very careful at the moment. We are focusing the development of Eagle, but no doubt we will, expand on the business development side too and get grab any opportunity that will create or enhance the vision here to catapult the company to medium producer scale. So in a few years, this company will be significant out there. And that's why people who come now at this kind of valuation, they will definitely see the reward when the amount of ounces is going to justify different price and ratios and so on.
President Sitos, as the discussion winds down here, do you have any other parting comments, perhaps any topicality that I have not mentioned today that you'd like to leave with the listening audience?
Yes, I would like to say a couple of things. First of all, Guyana, because not many people know about Guyana. As you mentioned earlier, it's an English-speaking country. Actually, it's the only English-speaking country in South America. It used to be a British colony. Used to be called, actually, British Guyana. And it's small in the map, but a big size, like size of United Kingdom country, occupied by 720,000 people. The resources extractive sector is one of the biggest, if not the biggest part of their GDP. So therefore, you understand the law, the local law is very pro-mining on this kind of front, but it is a law that's based on British standards, and therefore, even for us as Canadians here, we can protect ourselves. So, I mean, expatriation or profit or pay or dividends or some things down the line is no problem. So it's you're allowed to do anything, and even when we consolidate our books between our Guyanese subsidiaries and Canadian companies, we have no problem because they are same accounting principles, okay? So it's a secular democracy, very stable, and there are no problems on this front from an environmental or social perspective, not accepting mining, for example. So it's a good benefit, and risk mitigation for us as management has been a very important thing here. And many people don't understand mining. Sometimes they think it's only about how much gold you have in the ground. I would say the biggest risks in this industry is how easily you take your gold out, especially the license to operate in a developing country. So we have covered ourselves, we have hedged ourselves on that front, and we believe very highly of the local environment. And the people that we have as Guyanese operators are very nice, educated people. I really like this country, and as you understand with my previous career, I have tested, numerous countries, and I do see that some of them stand out, and one of them is Guyana for sure. Infrastructure, we didn't talk at all, is great. The project is very close to an airstrip, about 8 kilometers away. It's a big town of 4,000 people with an airport. We do have a road, so you know, we are not deep in the jungle. In other words, we can take gold out of our location with helicopter from our helipad or through a plane, a fixed wing, or we can move people very easily and equipment on the site, which obviously lowers your operating costs. So there are a lot of good benefits. I would like to encourage your listeners to check more about the company by going to our website, understand also the risks before they take a decision, understand the resource, the mineral resource that exists there. But we are very proud to say we have achieved a lot of things in the last 18 months. We had our heads down and working 12 hours a day to achieve what we want in the next 12 months.
And I just mentioned to folks, you can direct your web browsers to goldsourcemines.com. And that's all one word, goldsourcemines.com. There'll be plenty of links available for you if you'd like to visit their site and bookmark it, please. The ticker symbol, GXS.V. Well, President Sitos, we'd just like to thank you for taking time from your corporate schedule today to share the details of this very exciting opportunity at Gold Source Mines.
Thank you very much, sir, for your time, and thanks, the listener, for spending their time to listen to me.